Now turn to part 6, questions 26 to 30. You will hear an interview with Anna Rubens, who is the editor in charge of an online magazine for 11 to 14 year olds called Blaze. For each question, circle the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions for part 6. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to Anna Rubens, who runs Blaze, the online magazine that's so popular with young people aged between 11 and 14.
Hi.
Anna, how would you say Blaze is different from other magazines for this age group?
Well, our aim is to be different. As editor, I want the magazine to cover things that are important to both boys and girls. But of course, there are quite a few other magazines on the web trying to do that. One way we stand out from the crowd is by skipping the usual emphasis on colourful images. So many magazines rely on photos. Instead, we use black and white artwork, things like cartoons and sketches. Our magazine's designed to be read and to challenge, so text is what's important. We don't want to be too serious or academic, though. There are quite enough educational sites teaching things like history to school children.
I see. And how do writers for Blaze go about choosing the topics they'll write about?
In the modern world, things can change pretty fast. It's crucial to keep up with trends. The only way to do that is through direct contact. So our writers actually go out and chat with readers who've emailed us or posted comments and are clearly fans of the magazine. You can find out a lot more like that. And we invite readers in to meet us too. We don't want to steal ideas from other magazines. We want to be unique, but most importantly, close to the hearts of our readers.
As well as articles, Blaze has quite a few quizzes.
That's right. They're a nice, interactive way to read and can lead to some stimulating discussions about the results. Of course, coming up with less familiar angles is never easy. There are so many psychology quizzes out there, and some people are getting tired of reading about what type of person he or she is. If we want to get more and more readers, we'll have to continue to search for original subjects to explore.
There's a wide range of articles in the magazine, covering a huge range of interesting topics from snow biking to summer camps. Are you looking for new articles on any particular subjects?
We're always interested in the latest developments in sport, music and fashion. We've had plenty on foreign travel, so we're giving that a rest. But of course, we want things that challenge young people to get out there and break new ground, do things they haven't done before. There have been a lot on raising money for organisations that help people and the environment, which is great. But the kind of thing I'm after is where people work together to achieve a common goal. For example, creating a work of art together in a way that they all learn something interesting or gain something valuable.
What kind of problems do you have when you're deciding what should go in the magazine?
The main thing is an article's got to be relevant to a young audience. It won't be suitable unless it's written in a style that will appeal to our readers. Informal, not talking down to them, and so on. Some of our writers are teenagers themselves, so that generally isn't an issue. Something writers of all ages often do is mention something again and again within the same article. That's where I come in. spotting when they've done this too much and suggesting alternatives. We have strict limits on the length of articles, as we don't want our readers getting bored, so it's rare to receive anything that doesn't fit these requirements. Mostly, I have trouble deciding what to reject, as I get so much great stuff.
Well, thank you. Anyway, next...
Now listen again.
Welcome to Anna Rubens, who runs Blaze, the online magazine that's so popular with young people aged between 11 and 14.
Hi.
Anna, how would you say Blaze is different from other magazines for this age group?
Well, our aim is to be different. As editor, I want the magazine to cover things that are important to both boys and girls. But of course, there are quite a few other magazines on the web trying to do that. One way we stand out from the crowd is by skipping the usual emphasis on colourful images. So many magazines rely on photos. Instead, we use black and white artwork, things like cartoons and sketches. Our magazine's designed to be read and to challenge, so text is what's important. We don't want to be too serious or academic, though. There are quite enough educational sites teaching things like history to school children.
I see. And how do writers for Blaze go about choosing the topics they'll write about?
In the modern world, things can change pretty fast. It's crucial to keep up with trends. The only way to do that is through direct contact. So our writers actually go out and chat with readers who've emailed us or posted comments and are clearly fans of the magazine. You can find out a lot more like that. And we invite readers in to meet us too. We don't want to steal ideas from other magazines. We want to be unique, but most importantly, close to the hearts of our readers.
As well as articles, Blaze has quite a few quizzes.
That's right. They're a nice, interactive way to read and can lead to some stimulating discussions about the results. Of course, coming up with less familiar angles is never easy. There are so many psychology quizzes out there, and some people are getting tired of reading about what type of person he or she is. If we want to get more and more readers, we'll have to continue to search for original subjects to explore.
There's a wide range of articles in the magazine, covering a huge range of interesting topics from snow biking to summer camps. Are you looking for new articles on any particular subjects?
We're always interested in the latest developments in sport, music and fashion. We've had plenty on foreign travel, so we're giving that a rest. But of course, we want things that challenge young people to get out there and break new ground, do things they haven't done before. There have been a lot on raising money for organisations that help people and the environment, which is great, but the kind of thing I'm after is where people work together to achieve a common goal. For example, creating a work of art together in a way that they all learn something interesting or gain something valuable.
What kind of problems do you have when you're deciding what should go in the magazine?
The main thing is an article's got to be relevant to a young audience. It won't be suitable unless it's written in a style that will appeal to our readers. Informal, not talking down to them, and so on. Some of our writers are teenagers themselves, so that generally isn't an issue. Something writers of all ages often do is mention something again and again within the same article. That's where I come in, spotting when they've done this too much and suggesting alternatives. We have strict limits on the length of articles, as we don't want our readers getting bored, so it's rare to receive anything that doesn't fit these requirements. Mostly, I have trouble deciding what to reject, as I get so much great stuff.
Well, thank you. Anyway, next...
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers.